Our story today is called Whatever It Takes by Mike Oliver. Dr. Zenko Rinkiv was at Brookwood Medical Center when he was needed for emergency brain surgery at Trinity Medical Center. The problem was the sudden snowstorm that had locked down traffic, and the neurosurgeon didn't get farther than a few blocks. The cell service was bad, so we were fading in and out, said Steve Davis, who is the charge nurse at the neurointensive care unit at Trinity. At one point, I heard him say, "I'm walking." Davis had alerted authorities, and they were looking for the surgeon. There were supposed sightings, but no one could find him. "The police were looking for him," said Davis. Hours had gone by since the initial contact in the morning. He finally called me and said, "Where's the patient? What's the status?" He spoke to the family, said Davis, and then went off to surgery. It was an emergency surgery for a traumatic brain injury. "Rinkiv is Trinity's only brain surgeon," said Davis. "Without the surgery, the patient would have most likely died, but he's doing well." Davis said he and colleagues at Trinity were estimating the hike to the Montclair Road Hospital about 8 miles, though Google Maps put it about 6. The extreme weather was blamed for 5 deaths statewide at the time and stranded untold thousands away from their homes. "This just speaks volumes to the dedication of the man," said Davis. "When I saw him, all I could say was, 'You're a good man.'" Davis and Rinkiv said that Rinkiv takes good care of himself and he frequently walks for exercise. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let's not get tired of doing what is good, for at the right time, we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.